Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Is solo travel or eating alone for you, or does the very idea of doing either of those things fill you with dread? We're going to be talking about the pros and cons of going it alone on your travels in just a moment. But first, if you're heading off to Europe on your holidays, it's not just the hot temperatures you need to be ready for, but the influx of mosquitoes, because the ECDC is warning mosquito-borne illnesses are on the rise across the continent. And we're joined now by Dr. Ilona Duffy, Monaghan GP. Hello, Ilona.
Morning, Claire.
It is mosquito season, isn't it? But are we more worried this year than we have been previously?
I think in the last couple of years, increasing concern has been raised by groups like the CDC and also in the States and the CDC, Centre of Disease Control, about the rising spread of vector-borne diseases. And by vector-borne diseases, I mean illnesses that are transmitted to us from parasites, and that can be mosquitoes and other animals that kind of bite us as well.
Okay, so what sort of diseases are we talking about?
Well, this year, the one that's really causing concern is a virus that's called dengue fever. Now, dengue fever is the fastest spreading mosquito-borne disease in the world, but tends to be associated with tropical and subtropical countries, and we wouldn't be expecting to see it in Europe. However, this year already, there have been reported cases in France especially, and really that's of concern because in the last year, there were 304 cases of locally acquired dengue fever, meaning this wasn't somebody who'd been abroad, perhaps in Africa, and came home with it. This is somebody who contracted the disease through a bite in Europe. And that compares to 304 last year with 130 the previous year and 71 cases in 2022. So it's really of concern because it's not just the dengue fever, but it's other other viruses and other diseases that we wouldn't be expecting to see here in Europe.
So the mosquitoes carrying these things are travelling. Is that what we're thinking is happening?
Yes, well, I think twofold. Mosquitoes definitely because of changing a climate and probably people travelling as well. And we are seeing mosquitoes migrate more from the hotter tropical countries to Europe. And already when you look at their things called mosquito maps, where you can see where mosquitoes becoming more prevalent, and even in South England, we're starting to see them there, and definitely other areas in Europe. And there are lots of reasons for that. Again, as I said, travel, people are travelling and perhaps bringing home some of these bugs in cargo or in their, you know, and they come home with them. But more importantly, I suppose, our temperatures are more prone to allowing them to develop. We're having warmer winters and we're having more heat in the summer. We're having more water in areas that might have been drier in other areas. So they're creating a breeding ground for the mosquitoes. And then again, obviously, it's the spread of the disease. So the way the mosquito works is it's actually the female mosquito that tends to be the spreader. And the female mosquito survives and breeds by biting us, and it bites animals as well. And when it bites, it feeds off us and it takes blood from us. But as it does that, it also injects a small amount of saliva. And the big problem is if it is infected with one of these diseases from having bitten somebody, another, let's say, person who had it, it will spread it to that next person. And this is the problem. So it's really that onward spread. We get somebody in the country with it, the bug bites them, and then it continues to spread onwards to others with it.
It's not pleasant, is it? Just on the subject of mosquitoes travelling, have you had anyone come to you this year saying that they've been bitten here by mosquitoes? Because I have a theory that they're around now this year and last year from my experience, because they seem to love me. But have you seen any of that?
Well, we're definitely seeing a rise in the number of people who are presenting to us with insect bites. I suppose it's always hard to know, is it a mosquito or is it another type of bug? But definitely we are seeing a change, and people, I think we've all seen it ourselves, a change. And perhaps you're hearing that buzzing, you're wondering, is it a mozzie or is it something else? But definitely there must be a change, because we are seeing people arriving with really infected, inflamed looking bites, both here and from their holidays abroad. So I definitely predict that we are seeing a change.
Okay. And just finally, what should we be doing now? Is there anything extra we should be doing before we go on holidays to help prevent these diseases or just to mitigate against the bites?
Yeah, well, I think there are a few things. Number one, mosquito repellent. And there are lots of different types that you can use. And I think getting a good one, and you can look that up and Google it. And CDC is an excellent website that will give you good advice and even tell you what's suitable for different ages and for pregnant women and the likes. Mosquitoes tend to come out mostly at dawn when the sun is rising and in the evening, although they can be prevalent throughout the day, but they would tend to be the peak times. So covering up. Lots of us, we go on holidays, it's warm, we want to wear short sleeves, we're wearing bright colours. We're also having showers because we're hot and sweaty, we're putting on perfume. But all of those things mean that, number one, the mosquito is more likely to be attracted to you, and number two, it has more area to bite you. At night, using nets, if you're in areas that you know there are going to be a lot of mosquitoes, seek out mosquito nets, and especially those impregnated with special kind of medicine, permethrin, that kind of tends to kill them off as well. And air-conditioned rooms help. So if the room is cold, the mosquito doesn't tend to like it. Stay away from areas with standing water, so things like buckets of water, flower pots, all of that. If you see anything like that, get rid of
keep
away from them. And if you're someone who is prone to really nasty bites, that you know you get the real inflamed, sore bites, maybe chat to your GP in advance about having antihistamines, some antibiotic and steroid creams, and perhaps you may need, if you're immunocompromised, to bring some antibiotics with you.
Ilona, thank you for that advice. That's Dr. Ilona Duffy there. Now,